Intention setting has become a rather hot topic for many over the past few years. And the reason, of course, is that it puts our hands in the clay of our lives in a conscious way. It helps us to create from a place of conscious desire rather than from an unconscious, automatic, and sometimes compulsive place. Intention can be the powerhouse behind creation. But just as with everything, there are two sides to this coin. Setting intentions can indeed activate the energies of the universe to help us move in the direction of our desires. But if we are not careful, for some of us, it can also activate something of a struggle to make these things happen. We easily find ourselves trying to wrestle opportunities, events, and emotions into submission. In other words, our ego becomes activated and we begin to grasp at life rather than simply allow ourselves to be guided by it. And it's in that grasping that we end up putting so much of our attention, and therefore energy, into the fact that what we want hasn't yet arrived. We want what we want with so much force that we end up struggling against the very energies that take us to our desires. And just as Isaac Newton told us, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. What we push against pushes against us. So when we struggle against the absence of what we want, that absence grows stronger and pushes harder against us. So, how do we find the middle ground between these two sides of the coin? Well, Wayne Dyer wrote a book called The Power of Intention, and in it, he lays out an idea that he got from Carlos Castaneda, an idea I find helpful in finding that middle ground. He suggests seeing intention not as something that we do, but rather as an energetic field. I like to think of intention as the place where my human desire meets with divinely inspired creativity, a place that holds both the physical and the non-physical in perfect harmony. Our job is to bring those desires, surrender them to the field of intention, and then align ourselves with the creative energies that inspire action. Now, I play a musical instrument, and I've noticed that when I'm tuning the strings on that instrument, that as the string gets closer and closer in tune, its vibrations begin to excite those same vibrations in another string. Aligning our energy is a bit like tuning ourselves to the frequency of creative source energy. And when we do this, we allow ourselves to see life from the expanded perspective of this universal energy. We're not focused on the puny plans that our ego makes. We become sufficiently detached from our human desires that we're able to see all the possibilities and opportunities that lead to the manifestation of those desires. So here, I will lead you through brief visualization around setting intentions and aligning our energies with inspired creativity. Let's begin. Take a deep breath and become aware of your body. Notice any sensations you feel. Are there areas of tension or deep relaxation? Are there areas of pain or numbness? Just notice whatever is present for you right now. And realize that there's nothing that needs to be different than it is. Everything is just as it should be, as the universe has brought it to be. At this moment, there's nowhere you need to go, nothing you need to do. You simply are. Now, close your eyes and bring to mind something that you wish to see become a part of your life. Maybe there's a physical object you want to bring into your life or an experience you want to have. It could be tangible, like money or things, or it could be less tangible, like relationships, opportunities, feelings. Now, in your imagination, gather that desire into your arms and take it with you as you enter into a beautiful open area. It's an area that feels filled with peace, power, love. And this area is the field of intention. It's the place where your desires and divine creativity meet. The place where the alchemist's magic mixes human desire with inspiration to create expansion in all that there is. Now go to the center of this area and place the desire you've been carrying on the ground. Surrender it to the care of the field of intention. And then find a spot nearby to sit or lie down. And surrender yourself to the safety and the energy of this space. Know that you've now completed the first part of creation. You've brought your awareness of your desire to the field of intention. Notice that there are other energies which are gathering around the desire you placed on the ground. Observe whether these energies take the shape of people or opportunities or emotions. One of these energies comes forward and picks up the desire you laid down. You see that desire being infused with spiritual energy, and it is transformed in some way that makes it more powerful and more meaningful to you. Its new form is filled with clarity and with the necessary focus to turn its energy into matter. Now this being comes toward you carrying your transformed desire. And as it slips this desire into your body, you receive a blessing. Notice that blessing in whatever form it takes, words, feelings, images. And then ask what, if anything, you need to do to help bring your desire into reality, and listen for whatever message you receive. After bestowing its message, this being turns and dissolves back into the field of intention. Now notice what has changed within you. Bask in your newfound clarity, confidence, peace. See yourself going through your day and week with this new way of being. Feel what that feels like. See yourself performing whatever action you were given from this new way of being. And with a gentle grasp, hold those feelings in your arms as you express your gratitude to the field of intention for the love, support, and blessings you've received. and gently and gradually return to this present place and time. And when you're ready, open your eyes, knowing that you know what you need to do or to be in order for these desires to manifest. I wish you abundance and joy.